Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What exactly do voters mean these days when they say they want politicians to improve the economy? It might surprise you to learn that in Massachusetts, it doesn't mean to grow the economy as much as possible. Right now, it means slicing it up differently. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on a new WBUR poll with new insights into voters' views on the issue of income inequality.
Registered voters across the state were asked whether Governor Charlie Baker should grow the economy as much as possible, even if that means some groups gain more than others, or should the governor make sure economic gains are shared more evenly, even if it means slower growth overall.
It's not just about who can maximize the amount of growth and make more stuff and, you know, increase GDP by the highest number of percentage points.
Steve Cazella with Mass Inc. Polling Group conducted the survey for WBUR.
In this poll, it shows that more people would prefer to see more even gains rather than just more gains.
A majority do, 57%. 33% said to grow the economy as much as possible. The statewide poll has a margin of error of 4.4%. Poll respondent Susan O'Connor, a 43-year-old stay-at-home mom in Newburyport, says the rich can afford to share more of their economic gains.
They're the ones that can afford the taxes. You know, they're the ones that choose the lifestyle that they're in. The lower to middle-income people don't choose the life they're in. They do their best to survive.
O'Connor's husband paints houses. They rent a house from his family. Otherwise, O'Connor says, they'd be on hard times.
I mean, we make less than $30,000 a year. And technically, we qualify for food stamps and all that stuff. But I refuse to take them because I think there's other people that need them more than we do.
Her conviction may be stronger than most, but the poll shows that this progressive streak runs across Massachusetts. Pollster Steve Cazella says you would think that different demographic groups would make the trade-off differently between economic growth and equality, but you'd be wrong.
It's really not what you see. You see pretty much across the board the same level of preference for more even gains rather than just higher growth overall.
Despite that desire for more equitable growth, those polled don't expect it.
I don't really sense optimism on this.
Linda Mason is a 59-year-old high school teacher from Clinton.
I don't see any signs that it's going to improve anyway soon.
8 out of 10 poll respondents think income inequality in Massachusetts is either going to stay the same or get worse. And they say that despite not having a good sense of where the state ranks. Here's Cazella again.
Income inequality in Massachusetts is worse than it is in other states, and income inequality in Boston is worse than it is in most other large cities.
So would Massachusetts voters want Governor Baker to make income equality policies even more of a priority if they knew where the state stood? It's not clear.
People won't oppose it if you want to do something about them as a leader, but it's also not something that's going to bring people to your door with pitchforks and torches.
At least not yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.